Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night, the hour that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have joined. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. And I want to thank all of my newcomers. Welcome, 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 and all of you who have just decided to join tonight. We're going to start out by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now, I am excited on tonight because I have the opportunity to spend time with each and every one of you as we pray unto God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And as I was in meditation before coming on air, God revealed that his timing is the ninth hour. And on tonight, after we conclude with our prayer and our announcements, I want you to really focus. I want you to type in ninth hour, and I want you to type in the spirituality of it. And what you must understand, I'm talking to those individuals who are on the line with me. What you must understand is that what you must understand, and God is speaking, what you must understand is that in life, in general, God is always up to something great. But God says you have to go through part one to get to part two. And there is no one like God. God has really, really, really shown some great things, and he's going to bless. And sometimes we don't understand. It's like, Lord, what are you doing? But God says, just keep going. And God is going to do it. But I will tell you this, for those who are listening, you were authorized to listen. You were strategically placed here to listen. The Lord spoke the ninth hour. He says, everyone will know of his power at the ninth hour. And, you know, we get so clever that we ask God what day of the ninth hour. And God never shares that. He says, but he says your blessing is on its way. So for those of you who are wondering, your blessing's on the way. And so you just have to hang in there, amen? Amen. So we're going to pray tonight, and I want you to get into your prayer position, whatever that is. Get into your prayer position, and we're getting ready to pray. And I'm going to pray out loud tonight because there are a lot of people who ask for prayer, and we all need prayer. I mean, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're going to pray for those who are in the hospital, coming out, those who are going through things, those who are coming out of things. And we're just going to pray for everybody because that's the type of God that we serve. And so what I usually do is I dim the lights a little bit because I have very sensitive eyes sometimes. I dim the lights. And you get into your position, whatever position that the Lord gives you to get into, and we're going to pray unto God. and then I'm going to allow you to meditate a little bit, and we're going to hear from God. God's going to give us a small revelation. Then we're going to open up the doors of the church, which is your heart. I want you to open up your heart. Now, there are going to be two openings when I say open up your heart. The first is that you're going to open up your heart unto God, because some of you, you just hold things. You just continuously hold things. The second opening of your heart is going to be giving your life to Christ. Now, will you be perfect? No. And you have to learn and understand, and there are some people on here, praise God, from all over. You drop your mantles because you listen to what people have to say. You need to pick your mantles up and listen to what God has to say, right? Because we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. There's not one perfect person in here. And so we must continue to do the will and the work of God, because God is able, amen, and he won't fail. And so you open up your heart to God, and then you open up your availability to give yourself unto God. Amen? Amen. We're going to get ready to pray unto God, and we're listening to Mr. Debbie Keys. So I'm going to pray, and we're just going to pray unto God. Amen? Amen. You're listening to that. FreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask, would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me, for whatever they're going through, for whatever internal, external things that they're going through. We ask, Lord, would you allow them to hear the revelation and allow them to hear your spirit, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the winds that blow. Lord, we thank you for the pounding rain, and we thank you for the sunshine. And Lord, we know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. And we humbly submit ourselves, yes, 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 you, yes. We humbly submit ourselves unto you with thanksgiving and happiness for what's on the horizon. Because right now, I want to share with you, prayer warriors, that there is a mountain. And on this mountain that God is showing right now, as we're praying unto him in a humble manner and we're bowed down low, God shows a hill. And he shows a hill that's by Mount Calvary, and it's nothing but sunshine, and it's nothing but light. And God says, walk in the light, the beauty of the light. And God says that he is going to uplift and elevate and glorify you for his glory, because God says that all power lies within his hands. And he says, because all power lies within his hands, God says that he can uplift. So he says, arise, arise, arise out of your situation. Arise out of your depression. Arise out of your weakness. Arise out of your hopelessness, because God says there is a new day. He says anything that has been turned away or the door has been closed, he says you can bury that. You can throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, he says, because you are now a new creature. And he says you are going into a new dominion, a new domain. And he says you will be excellent. And so you can't give up now, and you can't give in now, and you have to continue. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Yes, you have to continue to press forward, because we serve a true and a living God. And one of the things that God is speaking about, and this is supposed to be our prayer, but God says that you have to minister with your heart, and we have to be obedient to God. That's the part of being successful, is being able to, if God says go left, being able to go left. Amen. But God says you must use your ears to hear his revelation because he's going to begin to speak with you. He says your hands are going to be successful. He says your eyes are going to be feasted upon his glory. He says and you're going to continue to walk into the will of God. He says everything that you touch shall succeed. Everything that you put your mind to shall prosper. And every seed that you plant shall grow. And we must continue to trust in God. God says, you need to listen at this particular hour, at this particular season, you need to listen unto him. He said, because what you see is not always what God has. He said, people go to sleep every night. Do you hear what I'm saying? Expecting to wake up, making plans for the next day. And part of their agenda cannot be fulfilled. He says, because it's my will. He says, because I am God. He says, and now that you have been through this, whatever storm it is, God says that the power that he has now released upon you, upon your situation, upon this thing, he says, is stronger than life and death. What does that mean? That means that only God. And that's all. Whatever your blessing is, all you can say is only God. He says, because nobody can stop the power of life and death. Nobody can stop this particular power that God is about to press. He says, I'm about to press this upon the people, and no one can stop it. He says, because it's more powerful than life and death. You can't undo life and you can't undo death. Only God can. And so at this particular moment, it's very important that you understand the voice of God, that you focus on God, because God is going to speak unto, yes, unto you. And you have to continue to pray, and you have to continue to give your heart unto God. And every time you wake up, God says, that's another day to get it right. It's another day to be better than the day before. It's another day to let your light shine. And I pray that for each and every one of you who have emailed me, who have texted me and asked me for prayer, I pray that God blesses you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Whatever you are struggling through, whatever you're going through, I know that God is going to break those yokes. Whatever it is that is hindering you or keeping you up, I know that God is going to give you peace upon tonight. I decree and declare that, because that's the type of God we serve. And no matter what, God says you continue to work for him, continue to work for his kingdom. He says, and in this season, you must listen to him. He says, because the power in the ninth hour, and you only know this because you're listening, is getting ready to be manifested. And he says, there is not one on earth who will be able to touch his power. He says, because it's like life and death. And so we have to continue to thank God. We have to continue to bless God. We have to continue to worship God. And we have to continuously be genuinely excited about each and every day. Why? Because God didn't have to give us that day. But he did. He didn't have to give us another second, but he did. And so as you get ready to relinquish this prayer, I pray for each and every person who's on this line, those who are going to come on the line, and those who are going to listen later. We lift up our hands to God and we say, Lord, use us in a mighty, mighty way, because we appreciate you and because you're God. And because we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. And what God showed me, God says there is a hill. I want you to read about Mount Calvary. I want you to read about the spiritual sunshine that shines upon your head. God calls it an anointing. He calls it overflow. I want you to read about the ninth hour. God says this is very important to understand. And the question was posed from my spirit. I said, Lord, what day of the ninth hour? And God says, I'll be there at the right time. And we have to continue to trust and understand and believe in the promises of God. But for tonight, I want you to look up the ninth hour and understand that each time, each day that you wake up, that could be a day that God's power is shown. And we bless God and we thank God for everything he's doing, the things that he's already done and the things he's going to do. We appreciate God. And something that I want you to really focus on is focus on thinking on the good things. That's what God always says. Think about the good things of God and all those great things that God can do. And not only think about the things God can do, but think about those particular things that God has already done, those promises that God has already made, because we serve a true and we serve a living God. And we must continue to believe in the power and the awesomeness of God. This is a time right now in which you have to call on El Shaddai and Elohim. This is a time right now in which God is going to test a lot of people's faith. But God says he's coming in the ninth hour. And he says, in the ninth hour, even when he comes to give his power and glory unto his people, God says, now one will be perfect. He says, but you serve a perfect God. And because you receive the perfect gift from a perfect God, he says, you will be perfectly, amen, forgiven. You will be perfectly successful. You will be perfectly in peace. You will be perfectly set. You will be perfectly known. You will be perfectly given unto God, because you have prayed to a perfect God. And we have relinquished this prayer and revelation that has come together. And God says when prayer and revelation comes together, he says something begins to happen immediately. Why? He says because his word goes out. And when God's word begins to go out, it has power and it moves people. It's not that I'm moving people, it's the word of God. It's the revelation that moves people. And it changes their heart. I want you to touch your heart. Touch your heart. You feel your heart beating. You need to thank God for that. When we look at our heart is the most important vital organ in our body. And we have to make sure that our heart is right. Because God is coming in the ninth hour. We don't know the day. We know the time, but we don't know the day. And that's an honor to know the time. God says the ninth hour. What is your ninth hour? You must define that. And God is not talking about clockwork, ladies and gentlemen. The ninth hour. He's talking about spirituality. He's talking about when his power is going to manifest. I want you to read about it in the Bible. Call on God. Trust God. I want you to watch what God is going to do. I'm going to share this with you. And then we're going to go ahead and open up. We're going to open up our heart to Jesus Christ. And we're going to open up as to give our lives to Christ and say, Lord, we're available. But a couple of weeks ago, I was in meditation, and I told somebody this already, and I may have shared it already, but it was a meditation. I was praying unto God, and God showed me something. Wow. So I was speechless. I couldn't say anything. God says, pick up your mantle, he says, and keep going. Then God gave a revelation, and I believe I shared it on my page. He gave me a revelation. And one of the things I want you to know that God shared with me, God says the world is always the first authors. And let me tell you what I mean by that, as God is showing me. He says, the world always writes, right? That's the world. He says, but my thoughts are not like the world's thoughts. And so God says sometimes he has to write a part two. And sometimes God says he has to show us who he really is. He has to show us that we are recipients of his grace and recipients of his mercy and recipients of his favor and recipients of his love. And God says when he comes, and I'm just sharing this with you because this is just the individuals who listen to the ministry. He says when he comes, he says, what he does is not because of who you are. It has nothing to do with that. It's not because of where you came from, or it's not because of where you're going. It's because of your heart. It's because of our heart. He says you were saved by grace. You were saved by mercy because of your heart. And God says, because of that, he says you were saved. You were shown favor. He says you were, and we're not talking about favor from the people, favor from God. And God says his power, I'm going to tell you once more, because somebody don't believe me. You're going to have to experience it. You're going to have to see it. Somebody's going to have to tell you. Somebody's going to have to do something for you to believe this. But God says his power that's about to come, is stronger than life and death. God says God calls it 10 times as stronger. Why? God says because he has to continue to keep his children covered. He says, these are my children. And therefore, he says, I have to bring the strongest power. He says, because Satan, powerless when God shows up. And when we talk about that, we're talking about in a spiritual sense. God says, okay, so you have made it thus far. You have read all of part one. God says, I am now writing part two. And he says, I will select my characters. I will select my theme. I will select the place, the plot. He says, and I do everything. Everything I do is good. And God says, this power is so strong. I want you to make a fist. Now, don't hurt yourself, okay? But make a fist as hard as you can. This is how powerful it is. And I want you to make another fist on top of that fist with your left hand. And I want you to hold it tight. As tight as you can, just squeeze it. Okay? All right. Now I want you to release the squeeze. And open up your hands and make a five. Okay, put your hands together where your two pinkies are meeting, and I want you to close your hands like you're folding paper. Okay, and I want you, when you close your hands, I want you to close your fingers together. When you look at your fingers, you see that there is no way that anything can really get inside of you. Okay? He says, pretend like you're in the middle of this sandwich here. And God says, because his power is going to be so great. He says, his power, it's like you're wearing God's power. It's like God's power is manifested upon you. It's like God is basically covering you, and you have so much favor. And God says, this is how powerful he is. And so God says that because of his power, he says a lot of things are going to shift, a lot of things are going to move. His power is coming through. His power is life and death. It's like life and death, but it's greater. He says that means that nobody can touch it. And so pretend like you're in the middle, and you're in the middle with God's power. And on the outside, that's God. And he says, either way, he says, nobody can touch my power. God says that. And so what happens is that when we talk about the power and the manifestation of God, right? Either from the front to the back, God has covered you in his power. And so I want you to gently release your hands. Okay? When you look at that, when you gently release and you're still in the same position, God says, okay, my power is manifested. But if you notice that in the middle, right, when you look, God is in the front and God is in the back, right? And so God says, my power does not leave. He says, because this is my child. He says, and anything that shall deserve favor. He says, I shall give, and I shall give it abundantly. And so what is God saying tonight? God's saying that you're covered with his power. And one of the things you must understand is when we talk about power, we're not talking about prestige. There's a prestigious power that people have just because of who they are. But you have power because God gave it to you. And God says, because of that, he says, that's why you will be so successful. He says, that's why you was able to make it through the storm. That's why he's going to show his favor. That's why he chose you. That's why God chose to bless you. That's why God is going to propel you. That's why God is going to elevate you. It's not because you're so great as a person. He said, we all are imperfect. Don't ever let anybody make you feel guilty by saying that you're not perfect. That's one of the things. You know, you have to be tough in this thing. You know, because they're not either. But at the same time, it's very important that when God gives you this, and God said, you will know, he says, because everything you touch will be successful. He says, everything, when you walk in, you will be successful. And going out, you will be successful. He says, wherever you walk, inside and outside, you will be successful. And so that's the power of God. But God says he's coming in the ninth hour. He's coming in the ninth hour. And it's a power that nobody can touch. Nobody can stop. And God says, if I am for you, if I am, we talk about God. He says, I'm more than the world against you. He says, that's why I can tell you to keep going. It's going to be okay. Because of God's power. And I believe it. And we receive it. Amen. So I want you to, I continuously say this because many of you have dropped your mantles. Pick up your mantles. Pick them up. Pick them up. Pick them up. And keep moving. Amen. Amen. God is good. He's awesome. And he's greatly to be praised. Now, I want to tell you something. I always want to tell you something because God always want to tell me something, show me something. But this is what I'm going to tell you. At this particular time, since God has already spoken, we have to continue utilize what God has given us. And God says every day you work hard, not only for the kingdom of God. God talks about, when you are modeling the kingdom of God, he talks about how we treat others. He talks about our hearts. He talks about our demeanor. He says, keep going with that. That's powerful. God says every day when your feet hit the floor, he says you work hard every day to please God. Because God is working hard for us right now. Not that God has to, but he is. He's working really hard. And God says, I'm preparing power to be bestowed upon you. And no, it's not because you're great. It's because you serve a great God. You serve a perfect God. You serve a powerful God. And God says, I want them, who are them, I have no idea, to know how powerful I am. If I am with you, if I am for you, I am more than the world against you. Amen. Amen. So I want y'all to hang in there. You know, I had some people who emailed me and said, pray for me because of this or that. God says his power. He says the ninth hour. I want you to read up on it. And to be honest with you, I don't know. I have no idea when the ninth hour is. No idea. But God says I'm going to come at the right time. He says because I promised it. And so I'm going to tell you, expect God. And when you will know when God comes. And I guarantee you it's going to be at the ninth hour. Amen. Amen. Now, this is a time, an opportunity to open up your heart and give it unto God. And when you give your heart unto God, you basically say, Lord, I surrender myself unto you. That's all you have to say. It doesn't have to be anything long, a long dissertation or anything. You just surrender yourself unto God. And then when you open up your heart, you say, Lord, I'm available. You say, Lord, use me in such a way that I will edify and magnify the kingdom. Use me in such a way that I will help people wherever I go. And you have to really mean it, because God is good. But God says, do not lose focus. He says, I had to give you part one. He says, because I'm working on part two. And I can't wait to see God's part two. Because I'm telling you, if God endured, helped us to endure part one, because I know that God, when God does it, God's going to do it right. I know that everything that God creates, everything that God gives, I know it's good. And so that's the assurance that you should have, that whatever God does in part two, and God hasn't, to be honest, God hasn't revealed anything. All we know right now is the pre-part two, and God says, I'm coming in the ninth hour. He says, in my power, when I come, it's going to be heavier. He calls it heavier. He's speaking heavier. He says it's going to be stronger than life and death. The power that I place on life and death. He says it's going to be strong. He says it's going to be powerful. He says that no one will be able to stop the power that he has placed on. He says this very thing, Lord is speaking. Well, he says nobody will be able to place or stop the power that he places on this very thing. Whatever this very thing is in your life, he says it's stronger than life and it's stronger than death. He says it can overpower life and it can overpower death. That's what he says. It's powerful. And if that, if whatever this is in the ninth hour that Jesus continues to say about the spirituality and about the, because people need to understand that God is real and God is powerful. If whatever this is like that, I mean, it's like, it's mind-boggling, you know? And so, in other words, just be ready for the power of God. And to go forward, continue to, every day when your feet hit the floor, say, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. And if you keep thinking like that, and every time before I leave, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I say success. You are a success. Not being conceited, but I'm reassuring myself. You are a success every day. When I go to bed, I said, I'm going to bed a success, but I need you to be up. Period. That sounds kind of strange, but it's good. Amen? Amen. Listen. Continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. Or you can go to afreetolove.com, or stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com. I would love to have you on this particular ministry. In addition to that, I ask that you continue to, if you would like to be on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can also go to Facebook, Afree to Love. If you would like to be on the ministry, be sure to send a picture in a bio. And I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Okay? All right, in addition to that, if you would go to afreetoloveshow.com. You go there, and you will find many different things. Be sure to look at those websites. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell someone. Be sure to check that out. In addition to that, go to stellargospelmusic.com and do the same thing. Review those particular things. If your media as far as any type of entertainment, please email me at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. I know that we have many different events and many different movies that are coming out and many different conference calls, so please continue to do that. Also, we are preparing for the talent show, which is coming, the fashion show, which is coming up in June. So please stay tuned for that. Also, email me, emonyya_love@yahoo.com, and let me know what type of entertainment and shows and all that good stuff you would like to see in the Waco, Belmede area and surrounding areas. Be sure to let me know that. In addition to that, just continue to keep the faith and pray to God, and everything will be all right. I want to tell you that as God is speaking here, as we're getting ready to leave for the night, I want you to always remember this, and God is speaking. You have to understand and realize that God is the sole creator of who you are. Each day of your life is an unknown chapter that is ready to be in the book of success. You don't know what any day holds, but one thing you do know is who holds that particular day. Every day of your life is filled with God, whether we want it to be or whether we don't want it to be, because He is the Alpha and Omega. He created us. And because He created us, everything that He created is good. And so therefore, as we continue to walk into our success and victory, and as we continue, and as we gladly and as we expectantly look for part two, we thank God in advance for everything that He has done, is doing, and is going to do. It is not by our own merit or our favor or our grace that God has allowed us to go into a direction that is filled with happiness and success, but it's unto God that He has given us His grace and mercy, and we thank Him for that. Now, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, this particular ministry, this particular revelation, we ask that God fall afresh on each and every one of us and renew us and strengthen us in His mighty power. We thank God for the mountain that we see. We thank God for the sunshine that's on top of the mountain. We thank God for the different hands that we see, because God says with the different hands that we see, He says those are all of the opportunities that we have to be successful. Those are the doors that are opening to be on platforms. Those are the doors that are opening in order to just continue to show who God is and continue to show God's favor, grace, and mercy. We thank God for the revelation. We thank God for the preach word. And now as we relinquish this particular ministry and this particular show, we ask that we are never out of God's sight. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Look.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.